Here's a sector of the economy that's growing: data mining. Businesses accumulate much information about you and the world around you. Online consumer behavior, millions of records of tiny changes in weather patterns, trillions of financial transactions. It all falls under the name big data. More companies are trying to use that information, and that is fueling demand for people who can make sense of the data, mathematicians. In the second of our stories about big data, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on the recruitment war for math talent.
DJ Patil is on a perpetual manhunt, and he's looking for a rare breed, someone with a brain for math, finesse with computers, the eyes of an artist, and more.
There's one common element across all these people that stands out above everything, and that's curiosity. It's an intense curiosity to understand what's behind the data.
Patil works for a venture capital firm called Greylock Partners. He compares raw data to clay. It's shapeless until it's molded by a gifted mathematician. A good mathematician can write algorithms that can churn through billions or trillions of data points and show where patterns emerge. Patterns that indicated early on that moms were heavy users of online social networks, for example, which in turn led to the creation of social circles. DJ Patil says a good mathematician can figure out what matters and what doesn't in a huge trove of data.
Everybody's looking for these people because they know that these individuals can move the needle by themselves. They're that impactful.
Firms are going beyond offering piles of cash and equity to get these people. The CEO at Telepart, a company that helps online marketers profile its customers, invited one math recruit to dinner with other tech luminaries to sell him on the company. Another California firm, Catafora, which helps firms monitor employee behavior, opened a satellite office in Ann Arbor so it could recruit from the University of Michigan's math department. Often, executives say it's not just about money. They have to appeal to an ideal. David Friedberg says his company does that by touting the power of risk management to change agriculture. Friedberg is CEO of the Climate Corporation, and he says crop insurance is basically non-existent in Africa and Southeast Asia. The ability to model changing climate patterns better, he says, means his company will be able to provide insurance to small farmers who otherwise might not take on the risk of farming more land.
We can actually encourage agricultural development and provide a sustainable living for them. And that's one of the long-term missions of our organization.
The type of people drawn to this work aren't necessarily what you might expect. Greylock Partners' DJ Patil says his successful recruits have included an oceanographer, a neurosurgeon, as well as people who barely graduated high school but were brilliant at math. He approaches math majors the way baseball scouts for young stars.
I have a list that I've tracked. There's one student who I think is phenomenal. I've been tracking him since he was 16.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That student is Dylan Field, now 19, and a junior at Brown University.
The summer of first grade, I found an algebra book and kind of dug into it. And that was really exciting for me.
Field says math and statistics are now the sexiest skills around. And his early aptitude and interest in math has become literally his meal ticket.
The joke is that so many companies come to recruit these days that you don't need to be on meal plan. You can just go to their recruiting events and get food there.
He says it's a happy coincidence the market wants what he loves to do.
You can understand something that is much bigger than yourself. And I think that is the most interesting property of creating a big data application.
Field plans to spend much of next year working at a big data startup called Flipboard. His ultimate goal, he says, is to start his own big data company. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.